Chapter 2. A Theory of Technology Evolution. The Law of Accelerating Returns. The further backward you look, the further forward you can see. Winston Churchill. 2 billion years ago, our ancestors were microbes. 500 million years ago, fish. 100 million years ago, something like mice. 10 million years ago, arboreal apes. And 1 million years ago, proto-humans puzzling out the taming of fire. Our evolutionary lineage is marked by mastery of change. In our time, the pace is quickening. Carl Sagan. Our sole responsibility is to produce something smarter than we are. Any problems beyond that are not ours to solve. There are no hard problems, only problems that are hard to a certain level of intelligence. Move the smallest bit upwards in level of intelligence, and some problems will suddenly move from impossible to obvious. Move a substantial degree upwards, and all of them will become obvious. Eliezer S. Yudkowsky, Staring into the Singularity, 1996. The future can't be predicted, is a common refrain, but when this perspective is wrong, it is profoundly wrong. John Smart. The ongoing acceleration of technology is the implication and inevitable result of what I call the law of accelerating returns, which describes the acceleration of the pace of and the exponential growth of the products of an evolutionary process. These products include, in particular, information-bearing technologies, such as computation, and their acceleration extends substantially beyond the predictions made by what has become known as Moore's Law. The singularity is the inexorable result of the law of accelerating returns, so it is important that we examine the nature of this evolutionary process. The nature of order. The previous chapter discussed several graphs demonstrating the acceleration of paradigm shift.